While I was busy shoveling my car out, a neighbor of mine, Steve Howe, was tackling a completely different winter chore.
In order for you to burn in Jaffa, you need at least 3 inches of snow to burn, you know, without a permit. So I've been waiting for some snow so I could clean up the yard a little bit with all everything that's come down with the wind and debris and everything. So
I finished shoveling, Steve kept burning, and the rest of southern New Hampshire dealt with our first significant storm of 2012. In some respects, this has been a very, very strange winter.
We're way the hell below normal.
That's Jim Brown, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Since December 1st, New Hampshire is 31 inches below our snowfall average. But remember that big Halloween storm? If you include that fun and this week's storm, the state is actually right about where we should be for this time of year. The bizarre snowfall pattern has impacted the economy in some unusual ways. Well, the state reports that the rooms and meals tax is generating slightly more revenue than was predicted for this winter. Some businesses have lost out on money. Up in the North Country, Karen Tolan runs Mighty Paw Sled Dog Kennel. The Jefferson-based nonprofit takes and rescues sled dogs and offers guided trips with experienced mushers.
I think as a seasonal or winter-based business, your biggest fear is always, what would happen if it didn't snow? And then you kind of laugh to yourself and say, well, it would never not snow. Well, this winter, it didn't snow. So we've had to be really creative.
In those lean months, Muddy Paws attached studded tires to the sleds so that they could run on grass. The southern half of New Hampshire may not be home to as many of the state's ski mountains or winter resorts, but the economics of snow still matters to residents like Peterborough's Quinn Kelly.
So you're helping out with the shoveling today?
Yeah, and it's pretty good for me because it's also helping me earn a good week's allowance, I think, of at least $2. It could be a little bit more, it could be $2.50, it could be $3.
So Quinn has probably made less cash than usual, and plow guys have sat idle for much of the season. But the Department of Transportation, they're thrilled that there hasn't been much snow at all during the past 12 weeks. Bill Boynton is the spokesman.
Salt use is at almost a 30-year low. Haven't had the wear and tear on our equipment that we normally have. So from that perspective, it's been a good winter.
It may be a little too early to tell just how much salt the state will use this year. Jaffrey resident Philip LeBray has seen 77 winters come and go in New Hampshire. He offers this extended winter forecast.
Yeah, you can always expect this in March. You know, you always get this wet stuff. Always in March. Never give up on getting snow, because you can get snow in March, you're going to get it. It's heavy, it's wet, you know, but you can cope with it, you know. Most of the time, people do.
For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.